Hi, I'm Jen, Colton's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. We have producer John here. John?
Hey, guys. We have two young men in the studio today.
You have some boys
very
here
special
for you,
guests.
Right?
Yes.
We're the bros.
You're the bros. What bros? Can y'all introduce yourselves?
Gabriel? Wait.
You're not Gabriel.
I heard you.
My name's Gabriel.
I forgot.
Who's Gabriel?
Me.
So say your name.
Gabriel.
What's your name?
Grayson, the Red Hammer.
The Red Hammer.
Yeah, we call him Red Hammer.
The dynamic duos in studio with us today.
Well, what is that, the dab that we're doing the dance to right now?
Yeah, that's the dab.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all know that these are people listening. They can't see you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's okay.
We're watching.
That's a good thing. At least we have half of it.
Yay. One on all.
Oh, goodness. Oh, they are too excited about some microphones right now.
Yeah.
This
and
could be scary.
It could be very scary. And it's been a long week for everyone,
it
right?
It sure has. And Colton was here.
Colton just left.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In a screaming fit.
Oh, the boys were just playing with cars and dinosaurs because no summer camp, no daycare.
No daycare this week.
Nothing.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been having to bring the kids to work this week.
Absolutely, yep. We've been calling on all the resources to help out, right?
That's the truth. My mother-in-law luckily came into town for a few days for us to help us out with the boys, and then your mother-in-law just came by to grab Colton.
Just swung by to pick him up, and holy moly, I could use a drink after this week.
Oh, I can only imagine.
I'm jealous.
Yes, I definitely am ready for a margarita or a big glass of wine, something.
Super jealous.
Gabriel, you wanted to get some tips on dinosaurs. So can you give us like two tips on dinosaurs?
Did you know that the T-Rex can only defeat the Spinosaurus on land and the Spinosaurus can only defeat the T-Rex in water?
Oh, really? I did not know that.
I did not know that either. Huh.
Oh,
what dinosaur do we have here?
Spinosaurus. It has a big spine on his back. He was the first dinosaur that could go on land and swim in the water.
Oh, okay. Wow. Now, does he like meat or is he a tree eater or plant?
He's a meat eater.
Meat eater, and what are they called?
Carnivores.
Carnivores.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's pretty cool. Well, Grayson, you wanted to give one tip on football or baseball or
football.
All right,
football?
So give us something on football.
So this season, we're going to probably all of the Coastal games.
Yeah?
And also, in September, me, Gabriel, and our mom and dad, we're going to the Clemson game.
Yeah?
At the stadium.
Wow.
Right? Is that exciting?
That's a lot of football.
Probably with our cousins.
Yeah. Well, then you guys have to listen to the rest of this episode you know how to tailgate properly, right?
Yeah.
I know how to tailgate. I do it all the time.
Oh, okay. Grayson, who's your favorite football player?
Tyreek Hill.
Oh, you're not going to say Grayson McCall? What? What happened?
What?
Now
on.
You're getting shy?
He has the same name.
I don't know. I like Tyreek Hill, too, but Grayson McCall is pretty cool, for
Grayson
sure.
Grayson McCall is pretty nice.
I like Tyreek Hill because he's, like, the fastest football player, and I'm pretty fast, too, and I can catch just like him.
Oh, man.
All right,
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, right?
If you're listening, you got a fan.
Got a fan over
Myrtle
here.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
That's the truth. The Red Hammer.
That's right. The Red Hammer. He's coming for your job, Tyreek. He's coming.
Well, first, let's talk about a little bit because you guys have participated in Coastal tailgates for a few years now. So maybe you guys can tell us a little bit. But...
And also, I've been playing some flag football.
Yep, you sure have been. Getting ready, aren't you?
Getting ready. Well, Shannon, when you guys go to tailgate games, or when you go to Coastal games, what do you do for tailgate?
Yeah, so, which hopefully, Jen and Lewis, we're going to get you guys come on.
Yes.
Come on, John and Kathy live just right down the road, so we're definitely going to have to get you guys to come on.
Mm-hmm.
We have such an amazing tailgate group. We have probably anywhere between 15 to 30 families. Several of Barrett's fraternity brothers still come back for Coastal Games. Some still live here. One is actually Jimmy Bailey. He is the assistant principal over at Carolina Forest High School, and this is like his baby of tailgating. So we set up a few tents with, of course, there's a couple TVs with game day playing in the background because you got to have game day on. That's true football. starting off.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have that. We have tons of food, whether it be Bojangles, mm-hmm. or it be, all right, if we have enough room, then we can actually, or enough time, depending on what time the games start, we will actually start having hamburgers, hot dogs on the grill. Sometimes we've done chicken, we've done steak, we've done
shrimp. I am going to come.
I mean, you just never know what's going to come out. But yeah, and then of course everybody brings some different side dishes, whether it be some dips. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites is, of course, the buffalo chicken dip.
Mm-hmm.
And I always do a 5-layer dip, which is kind of like that taco
dip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with some chips and things and the veggie trays. And got to have some desserts. And then, you know, depending on what time the game actually takes place, whether you start with mimosas uh-huh. or if you start with the beer.
Yep.
So we have a blast.
It's a drinking tailgate, right?
Oh, of course. And perfect. Then one of the fraternity brothers is actually a really great DJ here in our community.
Really?
And so, yeah, so he brings out his... Okay, so I'm sorry. I have to stop real quick.
Yeah.
My son is messing with the microphones. Grayson, please stop with the microphone. This is what you get for when you're having kids in the studio trying to record.
I think all the moms out there can
Grayson, stop.
Appreciate it.
Jerry actually comes out. He'll bring out all of his mixings and, you know, uh-huh. the stuff to do the DJ in.
So it's a party.
Oh, it's a party. There are so many people that they see us when they see us set up. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, can we come by? And we're like, yeah, come on over. With the amount of families that are participating, we have so many kids that are over there. So we actually tailgate over at Coastal. And, of course, we are talking about Coastal Carolina University.
Yep.
We tailgate off of Highway 501 mm-hmm. in the GG parking lot.
Okay.
So in Conway... You know, you run into everyone you know.
Absolutely, yes.
So it's awesome, though, just to see so many of your alumni, people who may have attended school there for a few years, all the way up to people who attended University of South Carolina that Coastal used mm-hmm. to be a part of. They come back and you know, enjoying all the fun. And, of course, now that we have such a really great football team, we're going in 20-year celebration. I was there for the first football team. So it's
really?
Just, uh-huh. Yeah. So
oh,
it's
that's
just,
cool.
It's amazing to see how much we've grown because uh-huh. there was barely any seats that first few years. Students had to sit on the hill, pretty much free to walk inside because we just wanted people there to cheer us on. But yeah, it's really cool just to see how things have come about. And, of course, how tailgating is just so important to the sport.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
the best
my
part.
Favorite
it's
part.
It's the best part of college
right?
football.
Exactly. And then, of course, you're due in October. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you could actually hit up, though, November, some of the games.
Absolutely. Of
there
course.
You go.
Of course. I'm ready to put Nolan in his little sling.
Yeah.
And
Nolan's
going to
be probably the youngest kid there. Love it. What are some of your favorite things of tailgating?
So I really grew up from a tailgate perspective very young, pretty much like these two over
yeah.
here. You know, my parents had season tickets to University of Delaware football games. Actually, my very first outing as a baby when we left the house was the University of Delaware football game.
That's awesome.
My mom said that we didn't last 35 minutes, but,
you know,
I was at a tailgate at that, just a couple days old, and so it's been in my blood forever and ever, and it kind of is a family tradition for us.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember my grandmother... She had a picnic basket, and, I mean, there was a proper way to set up a tailgate in her
without
eyes.
A doubt.
Like, now, it's formal.
It is. You got to have the nice, the plates to match, mm-hmm. the napkins to match, your tablecloths.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got to be in school colors.
Yes. Yes.
So, I mean.
And you have to have the tent that's the color. I mean, now, probably back then, they didn't have the logo tent.
Right.
But you have to have mm-hmm. at least the colored tent.
Yep. But she had the picnic table that had the candelabra they would put on the table. Like you said, the matching silverware. I mean, we would have real plates. This wasn't a paper plate of situation.
Whoa. No,
yeah.
That
mm-hmm.
I don't think we've ever done real plates, even growing up, or especially not
now. It has transitioned
since then, yeah.
But for sure. I mean, that was my grandma. And homecoming was always the biggest tailgate of the year.
Did y'all have to dress up?
So, yes, when I was little, my mom would put me in,
like dress clothes.
The fancy clothes
yes.
for homecoming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's been in my blood forever, and when I started going to college, you know, a lot of the at NC State, a lot of the people I went to school with, it was their really first time tailgating and stuff, so had to show them how it was done. And, you know, some of the best tailgates, though, were parents' weekend.
Yeah.
When all the parents would come up, because they would get into the action and have mm-hmm. fun. But for sure, tailgating is different now that you're an adult as opposed
to right?
when well, college.
You're almost like now at the adult side. I say, okay, the kids finally have someone to play with.
Yes.
This is mama and daddy's time. We're hanging out with our friends. Y'all are going to go and play some football. Just leave us alone for like 30 minutes. Oh, you want some more food? Here you go. Eat some more food.
Well, and I can remember too. So my best friend from college, when we obviously we would go tailgate, well, her older brother was kind of on the level we're at now. You know, he had just gotten married. He was putting together those adult tailgates. And so we would always leave the college tailgate side of things and go over to visit him before we walked into the stadium. And I can remember him just being like, girls, here's water.
Yeah.
You know, why don't you have some food, please?
Aww.
Are you guys okay? Are you good to walk in? Like, do you need bug spray sunscreen? So looking back now on what he did for us, like, I'm excited to be able to do that for the next generation of college kids that come
that
in.
That is the truth. I'm always the mom that I have extra wipes.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, you know, it's the Port-a-Johns everywhere.
Yes.
So, oh, here's some hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. Here's some wipes.
Yep.
Oh, thank you so much. You're welcome.
Yeah. Number one tip for tailgating, when you use the Port-a-John, go as early as possible.
Amen.
Because by the end, it's not good.
No.
NC State, goodness gracious, there
that
are some
beautiful
RVs that those people bring out. And I don't think they ever make it into the stadium.
Like, oh, no.
They're spending their entire time
tailgating.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, ACC, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do they sell beer? I don't remember if they do or not.
NC State started, it's school by school.
It's school by school,
yeah.
Okay.
And NC State started 3-4 years ago.
Okay.
With beer inside the stadium. But the interesting thing about NC State, I haven't been to a game in the last 2 years, but they actually used to have a halftime pass where you could leave at halftime and come back in.
And then come back in. That was probably good and bad.
Good and bad, yeah. Fans loved it.
Oh,
absolutely
without a doubt.
Loved it. Because you could go out and
chug another beer and then come back
have
in.
Have some more food and come back in. But half the stadium wouldn't return.
Yeah.
Especially when you were either
losing or up big.
Exactly. I think now that the team is great and a lot better, you know, more people are coming back to see the end of the games and things like that. And they might have actually changed that policy. But we were one of the very few to hold
still
on to
that.
Yeah, the...
There's a few of those in South Carolina, I think, that still
is there?
Do that.
Yeah.
I want to say, does South Carolina, University of South Carolina do that? I want to say
could be.
Clemson doesn't, but I'm not sure. Coastal, there's no, you leave.
Yeah, you leave, you're gone.
You're gone. But they do sell beer in there. So, and they have a lot of beer to choose from. So,
good options.
And they give you a free koozie, or they used to.
Ooh.
They would give you a free Coastal koozie with your beer.
Hmm.
So I'm like, some free swag.
Yeah.
I mean, you're paying for it, considering what you're paying, but.
Where else have you tailgated at?
So growing up in Durham, we used to go to some Duke games with my dad's side.
Okay.
And we would have a good amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, as a kid, you didn't realize how much fun and actually that you remember that.
Uh-huh.
I remember so much of the, you know, playing the football, but I was the tomboy growing up, so I was playing football with the boys or throwing baseballs and everything else. And then we would also, of course, tailgate at some of the North Carolina games.
Okay.
With my mom's whole side.
I was going to say, it's funny that you brought that up because, like, between NC State, UNC, and Duke, the football experience is completely different at all three schools.
It is. It is completely different.
And I don't know. Have you ever been to an NC State game?
I've been to one NC State game. And I see. So growing up, love you, Jen. Growing up, though, I had my dad's whole side is Duke. My mom's whole side is Carolina. Of course, that didn't get along. But in both of them, they're like, all right, well, then you're not allowed to like NC State. So
that's fair.
You know,
it's fair.
So, yeah,
it's an intense rivalry in that state.
It is intense. I mean, golly, you have them all within a few mile radius. So, I went to one NC State game. They actually... I think that they played Clemson, if I'm not mistaken. I was so young, I really don't remember too much. And then we used to go to some ECU games because my dad graduated from ECU.
Gotcha.
And that's the Pirates.
I've heard that those are really fun. I have not experienced an ECU one.
I didn't realize and understand, because I was so young, why so many people were falling. I'm like, man, these people can't walk straight as a kid, you know, thinking that. Oh, yeah, they were falling because they were having so much fun.
That's the party school for sure.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So
one of my neat experiences, I've experienced two opposite ends, so a northern tailgate and the most, probably one of the most southern tailgates you can get. But so I've been to a Penn State football game.
Okay.
And I've also been to an Alabama football game. Tailgated at both.
Oh, my.
It's the differences between the two are
totally different.
So crazy. I'm both having a great time.
Yeah.
Both, you know.
So what are the like the top few things that you can remember that are the difference?
So one of the things that stood out to me the most is Alabama. Everyone is dressed to the nines. Like it is.
Right.
Their outfits are just as important as anything else as that's part of the tailgate.
And the girls are in heels.
Uh huh.
Really? Heels?
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No tennis shoes.
At
you
Penn
should
State,
wear tennis shoes.
Yeah,
they roll out of bed and it's all about the party. Like
heck yeah.
It doesn't matter what they
That's
have on.
That's my type of party.
Exactly, it's the sweatpants, it's the sweatshirt, but they're having just as much fun.
Exactly,
as Alabama people. You know the pageantry of a tailgate when the band walks through the tailgate and plays, and I just love that feeling of everyone is cheering for the same
the
squad and
of
exactly
everybody having that fun and
that's when it's so much fun.
Yes, and especially too I mean I can only say now mostly for Coastal just because that's more fresh in my mind, but we always go over to the alumni area and they have fun things for the kids to do. They have, you know, the blow-up slides and bounce houses and, you know, Mr. Softy, which is ice cream, and but the band comes over there as well as Chauncey, the mascot.
Yes.
And is always willing to take pictures with everyone, which is so much fun just because the kids, that's the one thing that they love to look for.
Of course.
So, yeah, it's just tailgating is always a fun tradition. I'm just not big in the NFL. Like, I like the NFL. I will watch some games, maybe because I don't have a true – I love the Panthers because they're here.
They're my favorite.
They're your favorite. My dad was born and raised Washington.
Okay.
Commanders now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, when it comes to the NFL, you know, I hate to say it, they get paid to play. And I'm not saying these college kids aren't getting paid to play, because we know that does take place. But these college kids just seem to have more passion.
Uh-huh.
And they go out there and, like, this is what they're wanting to do. This is what they've always dreamed of doing.
That, too. And, like, the fan bases are just
totally
different.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're... I think everybody gets along a lot better.
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
At college.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm an Eagles fan, so
yeah, that's right. Okay.
You know, the Eagles are known for having dirty fans and the mean fans and all
of that. I saw on something
that
the Eagles are number one in the rudest fans. Is this true?
It's very true.
I figured it would be the Patriots, and they were second.
No. Well, there's a lot of bad press against Eagles fans. Like, there's the story from back in the day when there was a snow game and there was a Santa Claus. Somebody dressed up as a Santa Claus. And everybody threw snowballs at Santa Claus. And
oh, my goodness.
Yes, it was not good.
No.
It's not good. Should we move into joke time?
Yes, let's move into joke time.
How do you make a squirrel like you?
How?
Just act like a nut.
Do you have lots of squirrels that like you?
Well,
you should have every squirrel.
Yeah, because I act like a nut a lot.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Gabriel, do you have a joke for us?
This was my first ever joke I made.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, time out. You made it?
He made this one up, he says.
I love it. Okay.
My first ever one.
Okay.
Where does a sheep go to wash off when it's muddy?
Where?
The bathtub.
That's pretty good.
Good one.
Labor Day will be the first Coastal football game.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Against Army?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited about that. And
is that on Saturday?
It's on that Saturday, and
yep.
It says 7 o'clock at night. So how cool is that?
That's very
fun. Not going to be so hot.
Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law, they're getting their boat ready for crabbing season.
Ooh.
So I'm nervous, though, because I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to feel. Like, is it going to affect with being pregnant? Like, is a boat going to make me, like, iffy?
I want to say it. After 35 weeks, you need to check. I don't think you're allowed to be on a boat.
That's probably not a good thing to know.
Because I'm pretty sure it's around 35 or 36. Yeah. Like a boat or
airplane. Right,
because
right.
of just that pressure.
Yeah. And if something was to happen, you're not anywhere close to.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I would say stay clear.
Yeah.
You're almost there. You're literally about to go to home plate.
I'll let them all go out and go crab and do all the hard work.
You take a nap.
I'm going to take a nap and then I'll be ready to eat the crabs when we get done.
That's the smartest idea ever.
Yep.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self, because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.